I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The Hagia Sophia has opened as a mosque, and Christian icons in the ancient church will be covered up during times of prayer. Many Christians are saddened by the conversion, but Rex Rogers of Sat7 says it doesn't alter the site's rich religious and architectural heritage.
So it still stands, and we're grateful for that, glad for it, and trust that the Turkish people will value it, and whatever usage they put to it, its history is still there.
Christianity itself has a long history in Turkey, says Rogers.
If you think about the seven churches that are mentioned in the book of Revelation, Ephesus among them, Smyrna, for example, Laodicea, those were all in what we now call Turkey.
Pray that many people in Turkey would hear these stories and be drawn to Christ as a result. And many parts of China are reducing lockdown guidelines and stepping back into regular life. But according to Eric Berkland of China Partner, normalcy may not be the right word to use. Thanks to the uncertainty of COVID and new government restrictions, parents are concerned about sending their children to seminaries and Bible schools. That's especially problematic coming out of a lockdown that saw closed churches and lowered incomes for many families.
They're far behind in their budget. So we need to pray that God will sustain them, that he will provide, and I know he will.
Pray that Chinese churches and seminaries find new stability on the other end of this crisis, and ask God what part he wants you to play in helping equip young leaders to teach and empower the growing church in China.
Parents of kids who are teenagers or who are their young 20s who would like to go to seminary are discouraging their kids to go to seminary because of the current climate.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Your continued support of ministries like ours is critical at a time like this. So would you consider giving today? Look for the Support MNN tab at our website for ways to help keep us on the air. Go to missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.